They just can't help themselves. Welcome in to the Hump Day edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me today is Kyle Rush. He is feeling it today. He is booging it on a Wednesday. Graham will be back with us tomorrow, Lord willing. He is not feeling well, but he will be back with us tomorrow, hopefully. But Kyle, let's just hop right into it. Bama beat writer is just off his rocker, spreading false info at the Elite 11 camp regarding Byron Brown.
I gotta hand it to him.
Yeah,
I'm seeing a lot of hogwash from Bama reporters in my lifetime. This one takes the cake, I think. And it's a double whammy, because if you're going to say it with your chest. Don't go back and wimp out when you get ripped apart. Mm-hmm. This one's good. So
yeah, so
I'll let you set it up.
So basically, the guy's name, and let me make sure I'm saying it right, Theodore Fernandez. First name alone should already tell you where we're going with this. He was at the Elite 11 camp. He's a Bama beat writer, and for some reason just decided to omit the good passes from Byron Brown at the Elite 11, because if you watched or just kept up with it, he didn't do bad. Byron Brown was basically a counselor at the Elite 11 QB camp.
Yeah, Byron Brown's a counselor. He has a throwing session, all mm-hmm. right? And the only thing you see that this guy posts – he's in the caption too. It's like Byron Brown can't connect with his wide receivers. And it shows five straight passes of him missing the receiver against air. Mm-hmm. And it sets the world ablaze. I think it got almost like a million impressions from that. So there's a problem with that though, Hunter. Tell him what the problem was.
They were clipped together to make it look like they were simultaneous. And it was like separate times. There's other clips where he's throwing balls and these guys are it couldn't have been a more false advertised, I guess, story, you could say, than that. And I agree with you. This one takes the cake, because it's like, what? That's not journalism. That's just, you're just looking to hate watch. Like, you're looking to hate watch at that point.
And yes. He throws 20 passes total. Okay. He throws 20 passes total. He completes five. I'm sorry, he misses five of them, and this guy, Theodore, he clips the five together and throws it out there represents it as if that was the whole performance. Well, he got ripped apart so badly, I think he had to go back and post all 20, the whole video of all 20, which my thing is, if you're going to go in, like, pull a Casagrande, kind of are who you are, you know, say it with your chest. I got to give him a little bit of respect. At least, you know, he stands by his trolls, you know, he stands by his non-serious, you know, media that he puts out there in regards to Auburn. So yeah, dude, like that, going back and posting all 20, like, you wussed out.
Yeah. That's, if you're going to do it, do it. Don't just like cave to the pressure. But I don't know. I guess that's just how he's built.
Don't do it to begin with.
Yeah. How about just tell the truth?
Alabama had two quarterbacks there.
Yeah.
Commits. You know, you had Elijah Haven. You had Trent Seaborn, who's won a state championship when he was 4 years old. Like, you had them there. Like, just, that's enough content in and of itself. Like, don't manufacture something, which honestly, it might have gotten him more followers and more views than maybe he ever would in his whole life. So maybe he's a genius. I don't know.
Yeah. If it is, props to you, Theodore. But Theodore, what are you doing? Teddy, man? Come on.
Come on, Teddy. Teddy. Be better, Teddy.
Yeah. Come on, Teddy.
This reminds me of, you know, everybody knows that, you know, it's sort of become a love hate relationship now. And I give him respect. Like, it's not like it's like animosity and we're like fighting, and he kind of plays it off and we have fun with it now with Casagrande from AL.com. But like, for example, he can't, you know, he never comes to Auburn, and then he comes just to ask DJ Durkin the most idiotic question of all time, you know, why do you think you deserve a second chance when he's been hired like five or six times in between what happened at Maryland and he got to Auburn. And then there was another thing he did. I'm trying to remember what it is. I think it was he came to a practice and he said he posted a video very similar to this. It was like, here's first glimpses of Perry Thompson at Auburn. And remember, Auburn had flipped Perry from Alabama and then held him off there at the end. Mm-hmm. And it was Perry Thompson dropping a pass. And then like that's the kind of thing that we're wasting our time on. It's hilarious.
He thinks he's doing genuine journalism when he's just, I don't know what he's attempting to do. I don't know. I hope he's proud of himself. I really do.
Well, you know, Paul Feinbaum set the standard for Alabama media, I guess. And everybody's trying to fill that vacuum of just being essentially a shock jock or troll or yeah. However, versus just being a good, you know, good at your job. So,
yeah, journalist, an actual journalism.
Yeah. Which I can't. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I just can't, like, I can't fathom going there. And like you said, you had two QB commits for Bama there. And instead of focusing on them, you're like, hey, I'm going to make Byron Brown look like garbage.
Yeah.
That's not why you're there. Like, that's just bad journalism all around.
Hey, you know what else it means?
What?
You're scared.
Yeah, you're scared.
Let's just be honest. Let's say the truth right now. You're scared. And that's what you're looking for, is something to poke fun. And that's the way it used to be. Like, it kind of got to where, like, they had lost interest in Auburn because it's like, we just beat Auburn so badly, like, it's not even that interesting anymore. Now Saban's gone, you seem a little bit more vulnerable, and Auburn seems to be, you know, at least I guess to the, you know, on paper, on an upswing, possibly, maybe correcting some wrongs and getting some things ready for the season to compete right away with everything that you brought in. And now we're back to, we just can't let well enough. What's the saying? You can't let well enough alone. Is that what it is? I don't know.
I'll roll with that. You can't let, I'll go with that.
Yeah. Leave well enough alone. That's what it is.
Well enough alone. Yeah. I don't know. Like, why? I can't wrap my mind around. Yeah. I'm going to go cover the Elite 11 QB camp, which is like a cool event to go to, I'm sure. Yeah. And your whole vendetta is to create false journalism, false advertising, a false story when you're there to probably, if we're being honest, to cover the QB commits for Alabama. And he's like, pivots from that to Auburn because, like you said, he's scared. He saw the hitch and he's like, oh yeah, that looks bad. And then he's looking at the stats. He's like, oh God, it's like, he's actually a good quarterback.
Yeah.
So
let me try to make him frame something to make him look bad.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous. It really is. But you know what else won't make you look bad?
What's that?
AUShirts.com. No, that won't make you look bad. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. There are many selections there on the website. You see some of the options on your screen there. If you're listening, you know, you got the Barning Hard, you got FE, you got the Boog, you got the C5 hoodies, you got the Boog hat. There's plenty of other style options as well on the website. We add new styles weekly. And if you get something from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag us, tag me, Graham, Kyle, whoever, tag the barn or all the above, and show us that you're repping your gear from AUShirts.com. We would love to shout you out on the show. And yeah, just go support the barn by getting all your gear from all your favorite shows at AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com. And then we also have buyauburn.com.
Yeah.
Well,
you need to shop with Auburn folks.
Yeah. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere at buyauburn.com. In other words, if you say you're part of the Auburn family and you love the Auburn family, then do business with Auburn people. What's stopping you from doing that? And this ranges from real estate agents, bankers, paint, room remodelers, you name any business that is out there and you have any association to Auburn. what's stopping you from going to buyauburn.com and submitting your business and growing this massive index that we have over there? For example, if you're going to Atlanta for the Auburn Baylor game and you go to buyauburn.com and you see that there is a sports bar that is Auburn owned by an Auburn alum or just has some connection to Auburn, that's your place to go find that and support that business in the Atlanta area if you're around. So again, it's buyauburn.com. If you know anybody that has a business, tell them about it, and we'd love to add them to the ongoing index of buyauburn.com. But as we move on to the back end of the show, we got to talk about some, I guess you can call it recruiting news, in the way that On3 and 24/7 put out their top 25. And
it's like an ongoing, ongoing class rankings.
Yes. So as of right now, they have Auburn, and I saw it on 24/7, and then it was brought to my attention that On3 had us a little bit higher, but 24/7 had us at 25th in the top 25, and On3 had us at 14th.
Yeah. They do their, they both do their class rankings a little different. On3 kind of ranks it as you go. So this, it doesn't, it's not about like quantity. It's more about quality until you get towards the end of the recruiting cycle. Whereas 247s is just, you basically, the number, the more numbers, the higher your class ranking is going to be. But yeah, Auburn obviously took a huge jump. I think on three going into last weekend, they were outside of the top 20. You have your five commits in, what, 3 days. Mm-hmm. You jump all the way into the top 15, and I don't think they're done for the month of June. So, Golsch is on a heater, man.
Dude, he is, and I couldn't be happier. I've said it many times. The vibes are definitely up at, on campus, around the football program, inside the football program. This is a breath of fresh air if you're an Auburn fan to see this. Regardless of where, you know, depending on if it's 25th or 14th, the fact that we're even considered is big. That is a big deal. And like Kyle said, we're not done yet. We have potential pending commits that the one that I want to see really bad, I know he's got other official visits elsewhere, and I'm hoping to God he doesn't get wooed by any other school but Auburn. Joshua Dobson. I want that. Man. I need that like I need air. I need that like the feeling I get when I hop in a fresh-made bed, when it is nice and cozy, and when I flip that pillow to the cold side. You know what I mean? I need that thing. I need that commitment announcement yesterday.
I just don't know. I don't know that I would hold my breath on that one. Okay. that's gonna be a battle, and he may pull the trigger to. It's probably Texas A&M. He's probably pull the trigger there before the season maybe even starts. But Auburn will hang in there, and who knows what happens. It's just like, you know, when Auburn was really in the battle for Will Mensel, like you knew the investment it was going to take to get a player like that. And, you know, when you have a player like that that you think you're going to get, it changes the other kid, like the other kids that you're going for, the numbers. Like maybe you're going to get a smaller class if you land a kid like him. And then – he goes to Oregon, and that frees up some things, and you're able to kind of go reshape the class. And on top of that, like, these kids are better than you think. And so, hey, now maybe we're, instead of a 15-person class, maybe we're going to go 20 to 22. In other words, I say all that to say this thing changes, like, every single day. And, like, so something could happen, and it frees up something, and now you can say, hey, we're ready to play. You know, Dobson, let's go. You know what I mean? Towards the end of the year, I wouldn't bank on it. There's still a bunch of really, really good players that Auburn's after. And I think you're going to get at least three more commits, possibly more, before the end of June. So like you still got, this class is still going to grow. Like the five commit flurry in 3 days was not an anomaly. Like there's still work to be done.
Yeah. No, I agree with that 100%. And I know that, you know, the possibility of him going to A&M, Joshua Dobson going to A&M is, you know, I wouldn't say it's a high chance, but it's likely depending on what happens. But I trust Durkin. I trust Golish. They've surprised me so far on some, if I'm being completely honest. I thought that, you know, first year, for me, this is a personal thing. I don't expect first-year coaches to do well, any school. This is not just Auburn, any school. As far as, and I know some you know, players, it's different when you're the player themselves being recruited, I'm sure. But when you see a fresh slate, I'm sure it's very appealing because it's like, hey, I want to go be a part of that. That could be, you know, you have a potential to probably start more, I guess. But I like what Golish and Durkin have brought to the table in terms of getting these defensive guys, because it's like you think, okay, this is pretty good.
You know what's interesting? Yeah. I'm going to stop you real quick. It's really interesting that you said that right there, because I got a text today too. Mm-hmm. And it was from, you know, a guy, and he was like, should there be any concern that all these guys are defensive guys? And that's like the feel. And I was mm-hmm. like, well, bro, of all the commits, 8 of them are on the offensive side. I know yeah. maybe it feels like lately this run has been defensive, but like you got 3 linemen on board already.
Yeah.
You got your quarterback on board. You got 2 top running backs on board. You got a wide receiver in the class. You got a top tight end. I don't know why. And I'm the same way. Like, man, it feels like this class is going to be top heavy on defense. Mm-hmm. But if you actually look at the numbers, I'm not calling you out. Like, it's for whatever reason. For whatever reason, it feels that way. It feels like it's defensive heavy, but maybe it's because all the linemen mm-hmm. just for whatever reason aren't sexy, which they should be because they're the most important.
Yeah.
Most important, you know, position on the team. But for whatever reason, it feels like you're top heavy on defense, but you're really not. And honestly, you may end up with more offensive guys in this class than you do defensive.
Yeah. No. And I would like to attest the lineman position is the most underrated position in football.
Offensive lineman, for sure.
Yeah. Offensive lineman, especially in the SEC. You saw it when Bo Nix was at Auburn. Great quarterback, and everyone was crapping on him when he was at Auburn because he was making these errant throws, which granted he got better at when he got to Oregon. I understand that. But you can't make decisions while trying to decide, hey, which way am I going to run when the line breaks down? Because that's exactly what Bo had to deal with. He was literally running for his life at one point, and it ended his season. So it's unfortunate that that's been our Achilles heel, but I do agree. The fact that we've gotten 3 offensive linemen, and Golish, when he first got to Auburn, he's like, the position I need to, you know, pray about the most is offensive line. Y'all pray for me like that. Yeah. I was like, oh God, what do you mean? And then he went out and got guys that he wanted to get there that he sees potential in. And that's a good thing. I think as an Auburn fan, you should be confident in our line this coming season. I'm very confident about it more than I've been. And my dad, who, you know, he likes to see results before he hopes. You know what I mean? And I want to get him on at some point before the season starts, because his whole rant about offensive line is hilarious. Yeah. If you haven't heard it before. But I told him, I said, Dad, we're getting some good offensive line. He goes, I need to see it first. I need to see wins. I need to see wins. And I think a lot of people are like that. And I think we will successfully turn that page of getting some wins under our belt, hopefully be bowl eligible, and that really comes into factor with our offensive line. I really think they're going to be the underrated focal point.
A lot of experience, for sure. Yeah,
lots of experience. I agree.
Yeah, experience. And then I think there's some, you know, I think there's some super talented guys too. It's like they try to play mind games on themselves. It's like if I say that I'm not excited, or I don't see that there's potential to be good, if I don't say that, mm-hmm. and it's not going to hurt if we're bad. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it's still going to hurt.
Yeah, it's still going to hurt.
It's still going to hurt, and it's still not going to be fun. It's not like you're not going to be upset if Auburn can't win on, mm-hmm. you know, can't win 8-plus games this year. So, yeah. No, I get it, though. I hear that. It's not just him. That's a lot of people out there. It's like I put a post up about Golish having 7 commits. Mm-hmm. 7 commits, and some dude's like, it don't matter until they sign. I'm like, okay. Well, I was like, if we're going to be real technical, it doesn't matter until they move in, because you can sign now, you can enroll in December, and then you can go right into the portal in January. So, like, if we're playing that game where we're, like, too cool to celebrate anything, then we really can't celebrate until they move in. So, it's
– Yeah. No, but, yeah, I'm excited, though. I mean, again – regardless of where they are ranked at, the fact that we're even in the conversation top 25 anything in recruiting, massive.
Yeah, massive. Years. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's only June.
I know. Yeah. And that's what it's just crazy that we're, you know, it's the domino effect of events that happened over the official visit weekend just going into this, like I like the momentum we have right now in recruiting. I really do. I'm excited. I really am. But some other news that I want to address on the back end. This is a big deal for he was one of my favorite players at Auburn, still my favorite player now with him being in the league. But big shout out to former Auburn Tiger Derek Hall for signing an extension with the Seattle Seahawks. 3 years, $42 million extension with $21 million guaranteed. Have yourself a day, Derek Hall. People are going to think I'm crazy when I say this. The Super Bowl, if Kenneth Walker wasn't running over the Patriots in the fourth quarter like he did, I think Derek Hall wins Super Bowl MVP. He had a strip.
Yeah, he had a big game.
He was causing a lot of chaos back there for Drake May. So the Seahawks got a good one. They know what they have. That's why they signed him. And it'll be really cool to watch him for, you know, years to come in the league and tear it up. I liked him when he was in the student section for basketball, literally yelling at opposing players, like staring them down. And the opposing players like, oh God, who is that guy?
Yeah, dude.
He was a monster, a whole unit in the student section in the jungle.
Even if you don't care, like even if you take the Auburn piece away, like a guy that was born at what, like 2 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't think he was gonna like survive birth
mm-hmm.
on life support for weeks, like, and then he goes through all that adversity and he comes out and he goes to Auburn and. You know, he was a soldier even through like bad times, no matter what. He still went out there and did it for Auburn. And now he's, you know, $21 million guaranteed. I mean, that's generational. It should be generational change right there. So fantastic stuff. Yeah, I always like to see Auburn dudes do well.
Yeah, me too. I think my favorite non-Auburn Derek Hall NFL moment was whenever Bo Nix's first game as a Bronco. And they're in Seattle, and they had him mic'd up. I don't know if you've seen this, where he's chasing him to the sideline, and they run out of bounds. He goes, I'm coming after you, Bobo. I'm coming after you, Bobo. It's one of my favorite clips of Derek Hall. But, yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. You got anything?
No, man.
Cool. Well, everyone, make sure if you are listening or watching, be sure to follow and subscribe to The Barn. Be sure to, we got the vibes going. The vibes are up on this Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on YouTube and any other on Twitter, you name it. Be sure to check out all the other podcasts, including this one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour, and the Top Button Podcast with yours truly right here next to me.
Let's go.
C5. I hope I
Barn Cast, Super Regionals.
Yes. It's coming up.
Going to be a lot of this.
I can't wait.
Let's go.
I can't wait.
That's the anthem. That's the Barncast anthem.
It is. The Barncast anthem. I love it. but yeah, guys, I appreciate everyone tuning in as always. I hope you have a great rest of your night. And as always, War Dam, I will see you next time.
Go win a golf national championship. We're out of here. Good.